Joining the congressmen as they return to Capitol Hill today will be many of their staff members. Commentator Bernd Strider is one of them.
While the House of Representatives was closed, I spent a bit of time washing dishes and doing a little laundry. But mainly, I worked from my laptop and took press calls by cell phone for my boss. My office on the Hill was being searched for biological agents that might be lurking in the corners. Over the last few weeks on Capitol Hill, we've all been scurrying to get work done, the new bills and measures on airport security and defense support. It got so much quieter when anthrax spores arrived by mail. We staffers became more aware of our surroundings and walked the halls deeper in thought. We smiled more at each other as we went about our work. As news spread about the anthrax exposures, my wife emailed from across town. "Go get tested," she said. I reminded her that the Senate office building where the exposure occurred is blocked from my building. "I'm okay," I said. But now, two postal workers have died, and spores have been found on the house side of the Hill. I think I will get tested. These days, I keep remembering a morning back in 1975. Third grade in Grenada, Mississippi, a county of rolling hills hanging out over the edge of the Mississippi Delta. The subject was social studies, and Mrs. Lowe was teaching us about democracy. She showed us a colorful calendar of sites around our nation's capital. The one that sticks in my mind is a springtime photo of the Capitol Dome through a brilliant array of dogwood blooms. That morning, in my little Mississippi town, we third graders were so cozy. All of our parents were within a few miles of school. Vietnam was on the other side of the world. We were safe growing up in America in 1975. Now, my wife and I have our first baby on the way. Just like my upbringing, I want my baby to have an incredible red, white, and blue childhood. I think that's why I work on Capitol Hill. I can't quite put my finger on how we feel right now as we listen to the fighter jets and helicopters patrolling the skies over Washington. It's not fear. It's not panic. It's more of an awareness of where we work and what we do. We serve those who represent the people of America. We work on the front porch of democracy. We are the sons and daughters of our great nation, and we are serving where we feel we can make an impact on the place we love, the United States. William Faulkner said that humans would not only endure, but also prevail. Our nation will also endure, and we will prevail.
The comments of Bernd Strider, Chief of Staff for Representative Ronnie Shouse of Mississippi's 4th District.